Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is a big Wednesday broadcast lined up for you. There's been all this news in the UK and the US where they're saying if you hug your child, kiss your child in public, the police are going to come arrest you. You're going to have a license to have children. All of this is in the U.S. government PhD training. All of this goes on in the Department of Education. This is in mainline textbooks used at universities everywhere. So I thought we'd have Charlotte Iserby on. Her husband just died a few months ago, and she hadn't been doing any interviews, but she's back doing interviews again. And she was number two, Department of Education. And that, of course, was under Ronald Reagan. So we'll, for those that want it directly from the source, directly from the horse's mouth, how they're dumbing you down, how they've dumbed multiple generations down, how it's done scientifically, we're also going to line John Taylor Gatto up next week to get more into this because it's so important and it's so unbelievable when you read the actual quotes where they say the U.S. government job, Department of Education, is to destroy the family and break individuals into individual cells so they can be controlled by the state. The family is an enemy. The family belongs to ancient squalor. The state is civilization. The family is a disease. On and on and on. Hundreds and hundreds of quotes and textbooks. So that's coming up in 1 hour after I cover all the news. Then we've never had him on the show before. Richard C. Hoagland has quite a pedigree. He, of course, co-hosted shows for many years with Walter Cronkite on CBS News, former NASA consultant to NASA and CBS News anchor, Richard C. Hoagland. And I was in an airport coming back from Bilderberg, and I bought his book, New York Times bestseller, Dark Mission in the Airport, ended up reading it. And I have to admit, you know, I would hear Hoagland 10 years ago, 12 years ago, on Art Bell and stuff, and just roll my eyes. But reading over the book, so much of it is stuff that I already knew and could prove and had separately learned. A lot of it just growing up in Texas, having friends, family, you know, that have worked in and around NASA. And it gets into the Masons. It gets into how they put up a flag, the Supreme Council of 33, Southern Jurisdiction, when they were on the moon. So I know a lot of what Hoagland talks about can be proven. A lot of the other stuff gets pretty wild, but now NASA's been caught coloring. I remember hearing Hoagland 10, 12 years ago say it, and now NASA's been caught shading the Martian landscape red with a filter and saying, oh, it was an accident. But really, Mars does have greenish-blue skies. It does have oxygen. It does have ice. Why are they trying to cover that up? So kind of pushing the envelope here for this show. We always stay focused on what we can prove. But if it gets people thinking, I think it's a healthy thing. And so Richard C. Hoagland will be joining us for an hour and a half. We then have that former Giants NFL player coming on who walked across the country and wore out like 20-something pairs of shoes to raise $2 million for 9/11 first responders. He's going to be on with us in the last 30 minutes today. Got another big guest tomorrow that'll be a surprise guest and an even bigger guest next week. But we'll just surprise you with all of that coming up. After the break, here's some of the news I have. Starbucks to close 600 U.S. stores, rein in growth. I'd say that's more than reining in growth. Utility workers hired as Stasi informants in Colorado, California, and Arizona. That's from PrisonPlanet.com out of PC Mag. I'd already seen this in a Texas paper. Texas PC repair now requires private investigator license, and part of paying to have your computer looked at is they look at your bills, they look for illegal gambling, they look for porn, then they file reports to the police. I mean, the Stasi weren't this bad. So I thought I'd go over that for you. And just a lot more on the war, on the economy. It's a big, important transmission. PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Charlotte Iserby, head of policy, number two position under Ronald Reagan, Department of Education. In 58 minutes from now, Richard C. Hoagland, top consultant to NASA, CBS News correspondent. And then George Martin, All-American NFL football player, walked across the nation to raise $2 million for first responders. He's going to be popping in at the end of the broadcast. Hoagland should be very interesting coming up in the, third hour into the fourth hour. Richard C. Hoagland was science advisor Walter Cronkite in CBS News. In the Apollo program, former current curator at the Hayden Planetarium and consultant to NASA. He is the co-originator, along with Eric Burgess of the British Interplanetary Society, of the Pioneer plaque, currently carrying a message for mankind on the Pioneer 10 spacecraft. It goes on and on. Never had Hoagland on. He's always saying nice things about me on radio. And I finally read his book, Dark Mission. Pretty interesting stuff, to say the least. So that is coming up, the secret history of NASA, in about 2 hours from now. And then we have, again, ex-giant ends cross-country walk for 9-11 workers. I wonder if he'll be demonized. Other people that try to raise money for 9-11 workers are shouted down by neocon blogs and called traitors. And, by the way, I'm not kidding. Because, see, that's implying something's wrong with them. And our gracious leader, Herr Bush, does not lie. He only tells the truth. He is I remember hearing a Christian station about 6 months after 9/11 say that George Bush may be God. Now, they're not quite to that worshipful level. You think I'm kidding? I'm not joking. I heard this promo on Kixel before they sold out to another outfit, not KIXL that we're on in Kansas City, but it's got a similar call letters here in Austin. KIXL, not KCXL. And because every time I talk about this story, I've only told it a few times, people call in and say, what do you mean they're saying that? KCXL, no, KIXL in Austin, Texas. I'll never forget driving, and it was like, he is our father. He loves his children. He is good. He protects the weak. And it kept cutting in between with George Bush saying things about fighting terrorists. And then at the end, it goes, he is our Lord and Savior. And then Bush speaks some more, and it goes, Jesus Christ. But, I mean, who would ever think Pastor Hagee would be saying Jesus wasn't the Messiah, wasn't the Son of God, that Israel, that he was an evil rebel in Israel. And they all say, hail, hail, hail. Now, Hagee did pull back that book, The Case for Israel. He did, In Defense of Israel was the name, he did pull that book back after a few months. He arrogantly blustered, and I heard there was a big split in his church. I mean, even those zombies went, wait a minute, has this guy got a horns and a tail? And this is not a religious radio show. I'm not. The point is I just digressed off into the fact that you don't question your Lord, George W. Bush. Okay, let me just go ahead and get into the news. The surveillance East German Stasi society that we live in. Before I get into this latest developments, I want to just set the table here briefly with what we're currently under. In Europe, in England, in Australia, in New Zealand, for at least a decade, U.S. launched spy satellites. The U.S. has launched most of the spy satellites that our, quote, allies, England, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe use, and they have their allotted time on those spy satellites that in the 60s could read In God We Trust on a penny. You know, the famous photograph of the guy laying out suntanning in Central Park, and you can read the text of his book, and sitting on top of another book is a penny, and you can read it clearly. That was taken in 1968. Well, they got stuff a lot better than that. On a clear day, they can zoom in like a microscope into the little scratches on the surface of the penny now. They have ground-penetrating radar satellites. They've got ground-penetrating radar aircraft. They're looking through your walls. I don't mean the stuff cops had 20 years ago in police helicopters that looks through your walls and sees heat signatures. I mean the feds have stuff that can look through your wall. They can then tune it, and if you're not moving, they can look into your heart. They can look into your guts. They can look right through your body. Okay, so that's what's going on here. Now, they've now announced that they are surveilling the American people with this. And they're going to have the local police dialed into the spy satellites watching you in your town. Now, again, there are thousands of facets to this. That's the overt surveillance. We're having a national debate about what is the FISA law they're trying to pass do. Well, we know it gives immunity for telecoms that violated federal law each and every case without warrants, and allowed criminal rogue elements of the government to spy on U.S. citizens. There were millions of these blanket warrants that just allow them to surveil anybody they want. They're not real warrants. It's just a letter, a national security letter, from the president or any of his designates in a host of agencies to surveil. Just like they said Patriot Act is only for terrorists, and when it violated at least five of the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, and then you can type in the headline, states and local governments using Patriot Act and non-terror. or Patriot Act used against U.S. citizens, and it'll say West Virginia 20,000 times, Florida 40-some thousand. I mean, I've seen literally hundreds of articles in the last 6 years where they're just using it on everybody. But you've got a general public that many people don't even know what electricity is. They don't know where the sun goes when it sets. I'm not joking. What you see on jaywalking on Jay Leno is accurate. In fact, a lot of the public are not brain dead. They're just totally distracted, diverted, so self-absorbed, so thinking about what they're going to eat for dinner, who they're going to have sex with, what fancy clothes they want, how they want to wax their car to look cool at a red light, that they know nothing else. It's just, they just accept the society around them. But let me hear him get through all these points. But the biggest surveillance issue isn't the fact that every major phone company has entire NSA floors in it, everything is wired through the NSA, or that through FEMA, all the radio and TV stations have, by law, FEMA comes in and puts in their own equipment to control all of yours by remote control, by radio, by shortwave. They can dial in and take over. That was done in 96 as well, EAS. You've got this whole grid set up. The police have been trained and prepared to block off all the highways if you try to evacuate or run. You know about the 26,000 preachers they've got trained to give their flocks sermons about handing their guns in, going to forced labor camps, letting the government take your children. The sermons are all being given right now everywhere. You know about the 23,000 executives trained in InfraGuard. You know about the 500,000, it was 490-something thousand truck drivers, and that was in the first 3 years of the program. They've already trained another 500,000, so it's really close to 1 million, but let's just say 500,000. Trained to spy and tattle and look for things everywhere, and of course, they're not going to find it. You go to these anti-terror training meetings, we've seen full videos online, because they're public, and the first 2 days is about looking for Al-Qaeda and truck bombs, and the next 3 days, it's a week-long course, is, by the way, did you see a parent spank their child at a rest stop? Go ahead and call the cops. Did you see somebody throw a beer can in a trash can? Then, of course, it's not really a beer can, but the cops still pull you over. You've got your prescriptions out of their box. You go ahead and go to jail for that. We've read those cases. Did you hug your child? Did it look like pedophilia? Go ahead and call the cops. Do you see a person walking with a bag on their back? Go ahead and call the cops. Did you see somebody filming? Go ahead and call the cops. To where now the cops just walk up and say, turn your camera off. Don't videotape anything. You're not allowed to in America. There's no law. They don't care. But the real spying goes on when you go into the big computer store, when your computer's broken, and you then, it's factored into what you pay for, because they have to spend hours spying on you under, quote, regulations, now under law. And so you pay to be spied on and have your Fourth and Fifth Amendment violated, and they don't even tell you you're being spied on. Or when you have the computer guy at your house, they spy on you. Now, they all get money for, what do they look for? They look for illegal gambling. They go and look at any porn that might have even accidentally, and Lord knows it's all over the web, where somebody just might have looked young. There are millions of these sites, and it's on the hotel TVs, but that doesn't matter. The point is, they see something that just might look like she's under 18. You're getting a SWAT team visit. All dying corps fly and kidnap children out every day publicly, and they don't get in trouble. They have congressional hearings about it. Now, when the carpet cleaner's in your house, remember, these guys are morons. They think that your girlfriend's going to botany school at UT. It's a real story. Doesn't matter. She's growing orchids. There's a grow light. That must be illegal. You get SWAT teamed. Happened in the apartment next to me. That was 13 years ago, 14 years ago. I don't know, like 95. So that goes on. So when we get back, I'm going to give you the new news. By law in Texas, they are going to spy on you. No judge, no jury, no warrant. It's more East German than East Germany. It's more pathetic than anyone on earth. Of course, it's us. It's got to be. I mean, we're the worst. We kill 50 million of babies. I mean, we're scum.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Jim Newcomer from Midas. July 2nd, 2008. Gold opened at $9.37 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $9.63.90, $4.74.70 for a half ounce, or $2.37.35 for quarter ounce. That's $9.63.90, $4.74.70, $2.37.35.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Gold is up again today at over $945 an ounce. Wow. In the middle of a vacation week. Speaking of that, Jason Burmes is back in Austin working on his film, Fabled Maisie Birds. I'm just teasing him. Fabled Enemies. He'll be sitting in Friday. I'm going to go visit family. I appreciate him doing that. He wants to work. He's back. He's had his vacation. Went to a wedding back in New York, and he wants to sit in. I have to say that, or I'll get mean emails. You're making him work on 4th of July. I swear that's how it works. Okay, let me get back to the police state. Let me get back to the spying. You need to know. It doesn't matter if you have nothing to hide. These spooks, the little spies that are everywhere, make money. I mean, most of them aren't carpet cleaners to get the $15 an hour. They're there to get the rewards. And I've seen news reports of where you'll have a carpet cleaner who's making 80 grand a year, 120 grand a year, or a plumber who's making 100 grand a year, 50 grand a year, depending on how energetic they are, just spying on people. Exterminators, air-conditioned people, they are in your house and they're there to spy on you. Most companies. And they want that money so bad that if they see gun cases, they're going to go ahead and call the cops. And this has happened to me. Legal guns. They don't know. They moved it from California. They believe TV is reality. They watch dramas like NYPD Blue where they find a gun in your house, you go to jail where they've been disarmed. They think it's new, you know, Washington, D.C. You need to know the danger, folks. I mean, a woman in Phoenix drank a glass of water in a wine glass, and the cops were called, and they went ahead and took her to jail because she had just been to the dentist, and she had a bottle of painkillers. They don't stop, folks. They're here to put you in the system. They're here to throw you into its jaws. And I don't want to hear you're here to keep us safe. Again, the illegal aliens can have DWIs. They can now have cocaine and heroin and are not arrested or released in San Francisco. They don't have to have IDs, but citizens are arrested. We are scum. They are gods. You are God. We're just going to admit to everyone that government is now God, and we don't like it, and we're going to rebel. You have to admit what we become. So, all of this is happening, and there's hundreds of ways you're spied on. You know, you think, oh, my public school, you know, it has a counselor for my child. The counselor there is looking for dirt to give the police and the CPS. Okay? And I see the cases all the time here locally. I see them all over the country. A child skins their arm on the playground in front of witnesses. It doesn't matter. The teacher asks, what is that? Did your mommy do that? And you know, does mommy spank you? And the child says, yeah, mommy spanks me sometimes when I'm bad. Oh, that's it. Mommy did that. It's over. You don't hand your kid over to the child rape squads, and that's who they are, the CPS, literally, then SWAT team's coming. I mean, let's just admit what we are. Let's admit how bad it really is. You know, you pull up, you've got your 14-year-old, your 10-year-old, and your 2-year-old in the car. You pull up and you walk 9 feet on Walmart surveillance camera to throw $8.50 into the Salvation Army cup. It's over, folks. You're arrested. You're taken down. Your children are taken. Done. You understand? This is who we are. You mean to list hundreds of cases here? Predatory state everywhere making you the criminal. And they haven't even gotten started yet. Now, Paul Watson did a great article, utility workers hired as Stasi informants in Colorado, California, and Arizona. Now, these are just federalized, is why you're hearing about it. This is nothing, folks. Hundreds of police, firefighters, paramedics, utility workers have been trained and recently dispatched as terrorism liaison officers in Colorado, Arizona, California, to watch for suspicious activity. Now, remember, that means all crime, folks. There's no real terror. Which is later fed into a secret government database. See, they're starting the databases now on everybody. According to the Denver Post, it is a tactic intended to feed better data into terrorism early warning systems. No, all the real experts say it floods everything with chatter and BS to where real intelligence can't stop attacks. But see, that's the whole point. The NSA is there to make sure that the black ops were able to carry out the attack and to spy on other government agencies that are trying to do the right thing or other compartments. Warning systems to uncover intelligence that could help fight any U.S. forces. But the vague nature of the TLO mission and their focus on reporting both legal and illegal activity has generated objections. Do you remember some of the heads of the federal marshals, air marshals, saying, look, we're ordered every day to put innocent people in a terror database, little kids taking pictures, moms laughing on the plane. This is ruining their lives. That's the whole point. By the way, you know there's over 8 million of you in the database. It's not a million anymore. We're all terrorists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Finishing up with the Stasi, here's an example. Remember the father, top archaeologist, isn't even a drinker, no criminal record. He's at a baseball game up in Michigan. And his seven-year-old son orders a lemonade. And the idiot ne'er-do-well brings him a, quote, hard lemonade that looks like a bottle of lemonade, and the child took one drink. And by the time that had happened, the police were there. They took the dad to jail. CPS the child, freaked out, called an ambulance. They always overdo their crimes, make it look like they care about the kid. No alcohol in the child's blood. Doesn't matter. They took the child. They said, doesn't matter. So it was my wife's birthday last night. I'm out at dinner with my parents and the children. My mother has a margarita, and there's a straw in the top of it, and my daughter reaches over, gets it, and I barely stopped her from touching it to her mouth. Of course, everybody knows me in Austin. There's people watching my every move, you know, just normal folks. It doesn't matter. Most of them are probably little tattletale types. And if my daughter would have just touched that straw to her, who knows what hell would have been released. This is the sick, hyper-wicked demon society. Abort babies all day, but take somebody's child away if the moron at the ballpark brings a alcohol drink to the child. that looks like a regular lemonade. You see, just attack everybody, savage everyone, throw the book at everyone, except illegal aliens and real criminals. And John McCain publicly goes for fundraisers in Mexico illegally, publicly goes to illegal fundraisers in France and England, raises millions of dollars, and they say it's illegal. He just says, I don't care. Lawless criminal government. By the way, the only country during the Iraq sanctions that would sell oil-filled equipment to Saddam was, of course, Halliburton. It's always, and then they strut around wrapped in American flags and are worshipped by all the shaved-head fools who don't understand the very country's being destroyed. By the way, you think I'm joking here as to how extreme all this is? This is really happening. Utility workers hired as Stasi informants in Colorado, California, Arizona. Hundreds of police, firefighters, paramedics, utility workers have been hired, and they are putting all of you in databases for anything. Now, you think that's bad by Paul Watson with links to the Denver Post. This is Mainline PC Magazine. Brian Heater. I want to get him on. I had seen this in a blurb about a month ago. Texas legislature passed this. Texas PC repair now requires PI license. I mean, even if you don't want to spy on people and their PCs when they bring them in to get them fixed. Not to mention all the mental patients that are out there and might plant stuff on you. Now they have to spy with no judge, no jury, no warrant, no nothing. It's for Al-Qaeda, I'm sure, of course. From its Texas Rangers to its enthusiastic take on the death penalty, the Lone Star State has long been known for its aggressive stance on law enforcement. Thanks to a strange new law, and they have a link to the state legislature, it's a sting that may soon be felt by a number of the state's computer repair people. Thought it's a right-to-work state. No, it's not. A recently passed law requires that Texas computer repair technicians have a private investigator license, according to a story posted in the Dallas-Fort Worth CW affiliate. In order to obtain the license, technicians must receive a criminal justice degree or participate in a three-year apprenticeship. You understand? They must become minions. You see, I told you 10% of the college graduates are Homeland Security related, but now from the technical schools, you see ITT technical? It's not IT technical. It's ITT law enforcement. And it's all to fight terror, but then you learn terror is spying on your neighbor. Freedom is terrorism. You understand, folks? And by the way, this is built into the bill. You're paying to have your fourth and fifth violated. But see, it'll be in the small policy thing you sign that they're spying on. In order to obtain a license, said license, technicians must receive a criminal justice degree or participate in a three-year apprenticeship. Those shops that refuse to participate will be forced to shut down. Violators of the new law can be hit with a $4,000 fine and up to a year in jail. Penalties that apply to consumers and customers who seek out their services. Some of the area's larger companies already employ technicians with PI licenses, a fact that generally doesn't apply to small computer repair shops. Note the story has been updated July 1st with a link to the law that serves as a source for the story. People couldn't believe it. Now let me explain something. Every week I see a mother who takes a picture of their naked newborn baby laying on a couch. You know, the photos you see in black and white photos, the photos that used to be on Christmas cards. Not anymore. You get a SWAT team visit for that. And of course, the government's a bunch of pedophiles. This is the sickness of it. And they love feeding on the normal population. It's a big, sick joke to them. Yes, folks, this is the dark side. This is crazy land. You're just not aware of it. Look under the rock, you'll find it. You see, you're saying, well, I just won't take my photos into Walmart, you know, that has my son or daughter playing in the bathtub. You know, they're just nuts. They're a bunch of perverts, dirty minds. I got my own computer. I'll just have them on here. Nope, it's over, folks. And all the time you hear about the arrest, well, they had indecent photos on their computer. It's their one-year-old. You're all terrorists. You understand? You're all child molesters now. This is how it works, folks. And They are spying on you, and you're going to pay for it. And there's no freedom. I mean, you've got to have a and they're now saying, well, you got a thumbprint if you want to be a school teacher. Oh, you got a face print and thumbprint if you want to be a realtor. Oh, if you want to be an auto repair guy. And they're telling every agency, they've got to go around bossing every other type of company and private group into being spies. Unless it's illegal aliens running a meth house next to you, the cops just won't come. I mean, I had the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday where they're allowed to have cocaine and heroin. The cops have been told to leave them alone. You can't, and I'm not bashing the illegal aliens. My point is, I'm showing here that there's two standards. This has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. And a bunch of states have passed these laws where they have to spy on you by law. It's indentured servitude. You have to work for them. But, see, they're just going to pass it on to you. You pay to be spied on. Just like it violates your Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment. Everywhere you go, they're scanning, they're running your plates. No due process, no reasonable suspicion. You're just all run in the database and where you go and what you do. And maps of everywhere all of us go are already made and put in the computer. That's the computing space and the computing power they have. One of these companies, cameras can read up to 1,000 license plates a minute, the biggest highways. And that's the computing power a few years ago, last time I checked. They're surveilling it all, maps of everywhere you go, everything you do is tracked and traced. They just don't want to announce it to you yet. First they're announcing they listen to you only when Bin Laden calls you. Of course, you read the FISA rulings and the rest of it. Of course, it's the complete opposite. But they talk to you like lobotomized monkeys. And I could go on for hours. This is just two articles out of literally 50 or so, and I'll never get to them. But I just wanted you to know. I wanted you to understand that when you go to the big computer store and they say, hey, you want to pay $30 extra and, you know, get a discount when you come in to get your computer repaired, you're sitting there looking at hungry wolves. You're looking at spies that are going to diligently, with three-year law enforcement degrees, that are going to spy on you and that are going to look for one thing. And if a maid or a repair worker or your cousin that was staying with you visit some barely legal site that's totally legal. I read the cases all the time. People go to jail for going to legal sites. You think these moron juries, when they show them some picture of a 20-year-old that looks like she's 16, you can go pull the cases up. You go to jail for what's legal. I'm not defending all that porn. That's what's so dangerous about it. It's a trap, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God help us. It's so incredible. But it's all selectively enforced. They can have the barely legal stuff on every major hotel television set, advertised to you when you open the menu up, right next to the gay porn and all the rest of it. That's fine. This is only for you, the isolated schmuck. It's not for the big hotel companies. It's only for you, because when they're dragging you off to jail, because the repair guy saw a barely legal picture, or because there was a picture of your one-year-old son playing in a water puddle, and his pants were coming down a little bit, and they could see 1 inch of butt crack. It's over. Your life's over. Guys with shaved heads on roids with devil tats are coming, with fat little pedophiles in tow, the CPS to hand your kids over. You think I'm joking? This is America. We've gone further than the Stasi, anybody. But there's still remnants of liberty. Radio shows like this, people waking up. So you don't have a completely passive population bombed out at the end of World War II to go into this new tyranny. Again, articles about how they're installing the scanners that show your naked body. They're going to scan your naked children through them. That's Boston Globe. ACLU prepares lawsuit against Denver DNC plans for free speech zones, restricting free speech, putting you miles away in a cage. All part of your enslavement. Telecom amnesty flip-floppers got more telecom money. Yeah, of course Senator Barack Obama flip-flopped. He got money. I mean, this guy's got Dan Quayle endorsing him. You think Obama's going to give you change? Yeah, it's going to get worse. New World Order's going to get... It doesn't matter. The election doesn't mean anything. Group sue U.S. for data on tracking by cell phone. Obama National Security Group teaming with globalists. Midwest flood shows signs of global warming. No, it's called the Mississippi that's always been flooding as long as humans have lived on this continent, 15,000 years. Doesn't matter. You tell the idiot public something, they'll believe it. They just want to be abused. Provocateurs planning violence at DNC, bunch of war news. But right now, I wanted to get into finance. Gold's up 9.45 today. This is in the doldrums in the deadest part of the summer. This is the deadest week in the summer. Normally, gold is low at this time. All these foreign big banks and brokerage houses are saying we're going into a depression in the next month. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think it's going to happen within 3 years. But it is moving faster than most of the experts have thought, and it's deteriorating. I mean, here's an example. Ford and GM are both moving to Mexico, and they may go bankrupt. That's in the news. Starbucks closing 600 U.S. stores. See, that's a major sign. Over 100 other major chains are just going bankrupt. AP, for a decade it appeared there was no such thing as too many Starbucks for U.S. coffee drinkers, whose willingness to buy $4 lattes and dark grit brews rationalized a second green and white mermaid, it's a goddess, folks, just down the street, and sometimes even a third. But in a sign that those days are over, Starbucks Corporation announced that it will close 600 company-operated stores in the next year as the faltering U.S. economy hastened the pain caused by the company's own rapid expansion. Yeah, they cut their coffees in price in half 3 months ago. Didn't help them. I go in restaurants that were full. Anytime you went in now, there's 10 people in them. You go up to Dallas and San Antonio, half the billboards are empty. Well, they were empty. Now it's all tattle on your neighbor government signs with our tax money. Oh, God help us. I wanted to bring Ted up just for 3 minutes. He's got gold at the price it was on Monday. And I'm told in a day or two it's going to go up again. He has it at below spot. He has silver at below spot. And these are even coins that have collector value on top of them. You can't beat getting a collector coin, a semi-numismatic. They're somewhat collectible. And by that, they're not hyper-collectible, but these are old coins, nice coins. Swiss and French francs and British sovereigns, beautiful coins. And, of course, silver, U.S. dollars and half dollars. You can't beat this type of deal. This is exactly the type of stuff I buy when I can afford it. And just with all this news, I mean, Ted, last week we were telling people to buy, get into gold when it was at 880, and now it's 945 and going straight up, and you've got it at basically 920 price. I don't know how listeners wouldn't take advantage of this right now, Ted.
Well, Alex, that's what the way you put it. I mean, we've got the 4th of July coming up. This market is usually dead. It's active. People are getting into the precious metals market, even when we're in the dead doldrums of summer. Definitely at this time to be getting involved. We were looking at 926 when I locked in on all this stuff. And I've got the British sovereigns, and they're currently right now at a great value. They're at $257 each. I have the francs right now at 205, and I also have those walking liberties, and they're a real good way to get into smaller pieces of silver, 189.20. I mean, people have to realize that, you know, Starbucks, GM, Ford, I mean, there are so many companies right now that are on the verge of bankruptcy, it's going to affect every asset in the economy. And people need to take a look at their retirement accounts. They need to take a look at the money that they have in the bank.
And see, people don't want to admit that they've already had all of the false gains they were told. I mean, you're told you're getting a 6, 7, 8, 10% gain when you've got 15% compounded annual inflation. Folks, this is a fraud, and it's a diminishing asset. I mean, it's a no-brainer to aggressively move out of other paper investments into precious metals. Physically hold them. Get it in your hand, folks. A lot of you, I know, are wealthy or well-to-do, and you're sitting on nothing but paper. And if you really think about it, you don't have anything other than your furniture and your house and your jet boat. What do you have that's real? You got all this capital in these paper markets, and I'm telling you, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, you can see it there, Alex. And as a matter of fact, if you think about it, in the last 3 years, people just sat there and watched their money melt away, their purchasing power of their assets melt away by the tune of 40%. And if you're in the market, in the stock market, not only are you losing on the dollar purchasing power, but you're losing on the fact that your portfolio is going down too.
By the way, that's 45% with euro parity. If you look at euro open at 84, it's more like 65%. Ted, real fast, tell them the coins, give them the number.
Yeah, the coins are going to be the francs at 205, the British sovereigns at 257, and the rolls of Walking Liberty halves at 189.20. You can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I'll say it slower, 1-800-686-2237. Call us today because the prices will go up because spots went up.
Chad,
I can't buy them for this anymore.
Chad, how long can you hold at the 926 level?
I will hold this clean through the weekend. But after that, the market's going to have to take over.
1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
800-686-2237. Stay with us.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
It was World War II, and a naval night battle was raging in the Pacific. On one side, Japanese ships, 20 destroyers, one battleship, six cruisers. Against the other side, four cruisers, seven destroyers. It was Guadalcanal. At the time, Dr. Martin was 19 years old, a naval pilot. His battle station that night was near the bridge, which was destroyed in an explosion, sending him overboard with shrapnel throughout his body. The 19-year-old sailor was blown off ship into shark-infested waters, waters that would be his home for the next 74 hours. The first night he was not alone, for there were the screams of other sailors being devoured by sharks. Blood oozed from the flesh hanging from his legs, and at one point he counted over 100 sharks circling him. How he survived it? It's a miracle story. A miracle story of a voice speaking to him at the right time, and for a time being saved and protected by a great white shark, 18 feet long. It's a miracle story, and that's just part of it. What caused the shark to do what it did? Don't know. But what caused the captain of another ship that was on a secret mission with strict orders to do what he did? It's all quite a story. And when you hear it, you'll understand why the man became a world evangelist. Hear him tell the story himself at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
Look, the criminals that run our society, and they aren't consciously criminal, criminals come in and tie you up, put a gun to your head. They want their slaves under control.
The ring of fire.
And that's what's happening. They've trained their minions that criminal activity is normal. That spying on people without warrants, that having informants, you know, the cop can't do that, but their little minions, they can all spy on you. And after all, it's to get the bad people. No, it's to throw the book and make stuff up against the slaves. And I went into that earlier, but these are key articles. We need another story written in the next few days by Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron, Kurt Nemo, somebody, about this PC World thing. Texas PC repair now requires PI license. They're spying on you. And it's just like how it started in Texas and a few other states, law and order states, that when you go in to get cold medicine, you got to sign a piece of paper and see your ID. Well, then now it's register by law and, you know, get in a database to stop the drugs. I mean, give me a break. And it's just going to get worse, folks. It's going to get worse. Worse and worse and worse and worse. Yesterday when I said breathalyzers in your cars, I mean all cars, people who don't drink. It's going to be in them by standard by 2011 with Toyota and Ford have announced. And by the way, those are hooked into the police department through the OnStar, through the cell phone. And just like it happens all the time, a drunk girlfriend or somebody gets in the car and plays with a breathalyzer on somebody's at a DWI, and they immediately, it calls the cops and you go to jail. Well, see, the new system is you go out and you've been drinking and you're just going to get something out of your car. You're going to jail. The minute your insurance is up, unless you're an illegal alien, they'll be selectively ignored. The minute your insurance is out, that's going to be tracked by the license plate off the cameras. Cops are coming. This is a life of being ruled, being bossed around, being told what to do. I saw it in D.C. Out in the middle of a park, cops will just walk over to a family and just boss them around and say, why are you photographing that statue? And they'll be like, huh? Well, we're not allowed to. We won't. And the guy's like, good, don't. And I'd pull my cameras out and he'd walk over. Don't do that. And I'd say, are you crazy? This is America. They tell you to do that? And he's like, what's it for? Let me see it. And I'm just like, my God, you're sick. Sick, degenerate filth. Just loving to I mean, we are already prisoners, ladies and gentlemen, in many cities. I mean, they're already just bossing us just like it's downtown Havana. Downtown Havana isn't this bad. I've talked to tourists that have gone there when you got your cameras out. Only here, only in England. I mean, just light years into tyranny. Light years into despotism. And I just keep freaking out. I wish we had a bigger voice. I mean, we reach millions of people, but that's not enough, folks. That's why I want you to, by the way, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, there are the two final sneak peeks. The police state sneak peek, about 2 minutes long from, it's not a trailer, it's a sneak peek from the film, from Truth Rising is up there. And then there's another one, another sneak peek up on Prison Planet. You know, in the top corner where we post YouTubes every day, brand new, just went up there in the last hour. For anybody that wants to see those two new sneak peeks, one sneak peek is on InfoWars, the other sneak peek is on Prison Planet. There's another article Paul Watson wrote today about Truth Rising coming out. We have a super quality DivX, not just QuickTime and Windows and Flash. You can stream download, you can download, there's like five different formats, multi, you know, quality versions of it. But I just looked at the DivX on our big screen plasma screen. It just looks awesome. And it's less than a gig, right, Jason? And we've got instructions. I mean, everybody else, it'll be easy to watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just click and watch it. But there's going to be instructions on how to burn it to regular CDs, not just DVDs, but cheap CDs. And then about 60% of your new players have DivX. And so you can just ask people, hey, I got a copy of regular DVD, or for young people, I got a DivX. I mean, we're talking 20 cents to make a copy. And I want you to go in there and just burn copies, and we're going to ram them down the throat of the New World Order. We launch in 24 hours, Truth Rising.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.